Welcome back to the Flatback 4 podcast. In this episode, we're discussing Cristiano Ronaldo's move back to Manchester United. Stay tuned for a very happy Dixon. Also, we discuss if this makes United title challengers and how much Ronaldo would be in fantasy football. Lads, we have to react to the massive news that's come through last night. Ronaldo going back to Manchester United. Dixon, you're just about holding in your smile there. It was crazy. Everyone thought he was going to City. We actually tried to give you a bit of stick last night and trying to get you to say something bad about Ronaldo. You didn't bite. How are you feeling? All United fans are on cloud nine. Obviously, one of the greatest players to play the game, not just for United, just coming back.
Yeah. Obviously, the sun is shining. Birds are singing. I can smell the fresh cut grass in the air. I don't know what's going on. The world just seems like a better place at the moment. But yeah, this is it's unbelievable. Like, it's like I've been transported back to my childhood. Kind of a strange feeling. Like, it's really nostalgic. Obviously, he's not the player he was, but if this is the paper over the cracks of not getting a CDM, I'll take it all day.
Yeah. I wonder if Ollie might throw him in CDM one or two games.
Yeah. I know. Do a better job than Fred, anyway.
Stuff. Kenneth, what's the deal like? Because there was a notice that, or there was word that City had talks with him, then fell through. What is he actually? What deal has actually gone through with United there?
Yeah, so City had verbal agreements there with Ronaldo. The agent Jorge Mendes was trying to push for Ronaldo to go, not just to City, but he's tried many a side. PSG weren't interested. Chelsea weren't interested. He tried to get him out of the club for quite a while, but with United, the deal is United, the transfer fee, 20 million euros. So 15 million euros is going to be paid up front. And then I think it's between 5 and 8 million add-ons. 480,000 a week on a 2-year contract until 2023. Bring Ronaldo back is something else. To have him back in the Premier League, you know, is a great, great thing. And for United fans, I've always said I think Ronaldo's the greatest player of all time. Obviously, as Dixon said, he's not the same, you know, but he'll still manage to score 20, 30 goals. At least 20 in the Premier League. He still I think he was top scorer in Serie A by a goal last year over Lukaku. So it shows where his level's at. And so that's a great deal that United have pulled off. Maybe the money wages are a bit too high for a guy at 36. Can maybe have an effect on the future. Now, I'm sure, Dixon, you'll kind of understand what I mean by effect on the future. If players in their prime are looking to go and they might be on 200,000, they might look to try and get the big wage, you know, push to say, you know, I'm deserving of that money.
100%, yeah.
Sorry, Dixon. Mentioned papering over the cracks as well, just to add Kenneth's point. This kind of asking you, so how could you kind of go into detail on that?
It's obviously brilliant for us, but you have to look at it realistically as well from a conservative kind of head or cautious head. We needed a centre midfielder. That was obvious. I think every fan knew that, but is that going to take away from us signing one now? Because we're after using a lot of money now on Ronaldo. Unless there's a lot of outgoings, maybe that's going to happen, but it's a tough one. And then also player development. Like, Ronaldo's not going to be, he's not coming to sit on the bench. He might play one game a week. He might not get the game in midweek as well, but that's going to mean Sancho or maybe Greenwood or Rashford even has to miss out. Like, and they're young players who need to be playing week in, week out to develop and become like United's the next Ronaldo, if you like. And then obviously Kenneth said with the wages, what's Pogba and Bruno Fernandes going to be demanding now that they see Ronaldo on 480k a week? Maybe it'll be a bit different because he is one of the GOATs. It might cause more problems than it solves issues, if you know what I mean.
I actually don't think it will, Dixon. I just think because he's such a respected player, like regarded as one of the best, if not the best player of all time, I think it'll help young players in some way. I do get what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
It is paving over the cracks. That's it. That's something I would agree with. But players like Rashford, they're going to be delighted to be playing with this fella. You know, it's 2 years. But I do agree at that point that, look, Bruno Fernandes might be looking at his salary at the end of the month and thinking, look, look what I did for the club last year or whatever. Massive sign, I think, for United. When then he was free and he was open to joining United, you had to get that deal done, didn't you? So that's what I think.
Yeah.
Because if he goes, not even the fact he was going to City, because that would have been a massive thing as well. And you hear about Ferguson giving him a call, kind of. Was that any true, was it? Or?
Oh, it was very true, yeah. Him and Ronaldo had a talk. Ferguson, he might not be the United manager, but he's still the manager on the outside, really, isn't he? Like, you know, basically like Ronaldo. Ronaldo was like a son when he was at Old Trafford, wasn't he, Dixon? And, you know.
She even says, like, that's his boy.
That's his boy, yeah. And, you know, Sir Alex still has that influence on the outside, not as the manager. Still shows how great Sir Alex Ferguson is. And he was the best of all time in his position, or, you know, as manager, showing his craft still intact. And Bruno was onto him constantly as well. Like another agent there. And I'd say his first real love and first chance would have been to go back to United. He just at Juve, he's been there 4 years and the project wasn't working. It was, as we said before, Elliot and Dixon, like as the Flatback 4 team have said before back in June, we put this out there when we first knew that Ronaldo was interested and United were interested in signing him. And he went for the same amount of money. And we knew that talks were ongoing there. Of course, things were going to change, flip all the way through. Clubs were going to come in. But he did, you know, have those talks back in June. And I'm looking at it, you know, going, it's a great bit of business by United. But I probably think different to you, Elliot, in the relationship between the wage structure.
Mm.
How are you feeling about Elliot? Like, is just as the player come back to the Premier League, and are you excited to see him again?
No, I know I'm a football romantic as well as you, but I think Ronaldo is still unbelievable, and he's going to one of Liverpool's big rivals at the end of the day. That's the way I have to look at it. If he was going to Chelsea, I'd be annoyed. If he was going to City, I'd be annoyed. But he's going to a rival, and if you look at it that way, a purely maybe a selfish point of view. Like I will be, geez, I'll have my eye on the game he's playing. It's going to be interesting, definitely. But you know yourself, if a player like that has come back to making one of your rivals really strong, I think that does affect. I think Kenny, you might can agree with me on that. Like it'd be interesting seeing in the Premier League, and the Premier League's the best league, and it's good to have all the best players. But
I think it's great though. I do think it's great for the Premier League to have Ronaldo. The league, I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
The league has brought in this summer, like, two best Serie A players from last year. The two top Serie A players they brought into the Premier League. And the funny thing is, they're returning home. Like, Lukaku returned home to Chelsea. Ronaldo's returned home to Man United. Who's going to return home to Arsenal next? I wonder, between Shamak and Bentner. Who's going to return home to Liverpool? Suarez could have done that, but he stayed there. It seems to be the romantic story, Elliot, as you were saying.
Yeah. Lads, we did our predictions for Premier League. I think, Dixon, you had United to finish third, if I'm right.
And yeah, I did, yeah.
You did as well, didn't you? Third, wasn't it?
I did.
Oh, sure. That's changing now, is it?
I think there's more pressure on Man United to win the league. I think there's a serious amount of pressure for United to win the league now. You have to look, just like before, you know, you probably have a different opinion, but I do believe there's serious pressure on United from signing Sancho, who was in the German League, the Bundesliga superstar, signing Varane, who's won all these trophies, played at the highest. And now you sign Ronaldo. Okay, he's 36, but he's Ronaldo. You know, he's still going to score 30 goals. The pressure is on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It's a big time on Ollie. Ollie's got his signings that he's wanted. I do think, you know, maybe midfielder, right back will come in. Depends. Like, you know, the Trippier thing was back on the cards when I think Dalot was on his way to Dortmund. The pressure is seriously on United.
Dixon, you,
changing anything. I'm not changing anything. I'm saying third. I don't believe United win a title under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I think they've the squad to win it, but not under Ole, and I stick with third.
Dixon, what's your thoughts there? You had him down as third. Neville said, you know, you can actually improve and finish third rather than second. So his thoughts are, you know, they finished 12 points off City last year, was it? But if they might finish third this year and maybe, you know, 6 or 7 points behind. You had them third as well. What do you think?
Yeah. I still don't think we're going to win the league, to be honest with you. But I think this definitely makes us more dangerous in cups. Like, the problem last year is that we never had any winners in the squad, as in actual people who'd won silverware. Like, I know Shaw had the Europa League, but he wasn't really involved in that squad. Who else was there? De Gea obviously had been there from the past, but he was a bit par player kind of last season. Mm-hmm. But now we've added Varane, who's a serial winner, Sancho, who had a couple of major trophies in Germany, and Ronaldo, obviously, who's one of the most decorated players of all time. So we're already a hard team to beat, and sprinkling a bit of that, like, that winning mentality into the squad, I think that makes us definitely a tricky cup side. And I know that's like kind of downplaying United, but like Champions League, I'm thinking we have a good draw in that. We can go into the deep ends of that. Ronaldo could win you a game in the semi-final. Varane could win you the game in the final with a good defensive display or a header from a corner. Like it's definitely lifted my expectations, and we should be definitely closer to the Chelsea's and Man City's. And Liverpool have started really well, so it's going to be an amazing season, boys.
Is that, I don't mean to be blunt, is that good enough to be kind of finishing third with that squad? If you finish third at the end of the season, are you going to be happy in the league? I know you're saying, look, we'll do well in the cups, and I agree with you there, but is that good enough to finish third? Or are you thinking, look, see how far we are off the actual top of the league?
Like, it's not good enough as in a historical Man United point of view. No, it's not good enough, but you have to look at what's around you. Look at that City side. It's just ridiculous. Liverpool's first 11 and the way Klopp has them playing is insane. Chelsea don't really have any weaknesses. Like, United do have a weakness, and it's a glaring weakness in the middle of the park. So we have to be realistic as well. Like, as much as we're like a Lamborghini at the front, but we might have a Honda engine or something. So it's a little bit tricky. Like, I don't want to be coming on here saying we're going to win the league, because genuinely don't think we are, but if we're up there challenging, I'll be happy. And if we need silverware, though, 100% we need silverware. Anything less is a failure.
I think United will get silverware. I think it might be an FA Cup, Carabao Cup, could be the Champions League, as you said, Dixon. It's back in Russia. Yeah. You know, you've won in Moscow last time. It's in St. Petersburg this year. I do think United win a trophy, but I still don't change my expectation on the Premier League. Maybe even Liverpool might even still, you know, I've made a very harsh prediction on Liverpool for the league. So, you know, I still think United won't win the league under Ole. And with Ronaldo there, of course, he's going to score goals. But I still just don't think it'll be enough. United might win big games, but still in the small games, he might be rested for a Champions League game. You never know. I just don't think it changes my expectations, but it will change the expectations of the world on Man United. I think the pressure will be on them to win the league.
Don't get me wrong, go ahead.
I just want to say to Kenny, is that in general you think they won't win the league with Ole, or are you speaking about this year, or you just don't see it in Ole overall?
Definitely, I don't see it over. I'm saying this year anyway.
Oh yeah.
Definitely, I don't think they'll win it this year. I still think Liverpool, with Jurgen Klopp, Chelsea, Thomas Tuchel, Guardiola at City. I think if any one of those were in charge of United, I think the title might go to United. I think United have the squad. They definitely do. But I just don't see United play one way only. And I just think teams can, you know, take away draws against them. They can inflict a defeat here and there. I just don't see Ole, you know, really getting it right. I think Ronaldo will score goals. He is like definitely a serial winner. As I always said, the best of all time. That's why I'm glad. I really am. I you know, Ronaldo, just insane. But I still don't think he takes United to the Premier League. And with Ole, probably Yeah, my league, I'd probably say you'll never win the league with Man United. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Dixon, you were going to jump in and say something there.
No, I just want to say, like, look, I've obviously, it's probably just in, a little bit in my nature with football. Like, I'm not one of lads to blow up and go mad, but I am obviously buzzing. Like, and I know it sounds like I'm really downplaying this transfer, but I'm not, like, because everyone's coming in saying Lukaku is going to absolutely boss this league, but Ronaldo scored more goals than last year in Serie A, so it is still a very shrewd signing by United, because Cavani, you can't rely on him every week to score goals, and Martial is... He might be seen out his last few games here. So we need a striker, really. And it is a good signing. And he's a player that can still score. He can still get 25 league goals. I've no doubt about that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think, lads? How many league goals?
I should have signed I think United or Chelsea should have signed Fabio Quagliarella back in 2019. He scored at 36. He scored more goals than Ronaldo in Serie A.
Yeah.
You know?
So I was a one-season wonder, though.
What do you think? How many league goals will Ronaldo get? I think he'll get, you know, 20 league goals or something at least.
25.
I'd say, 25. Yeah, 21, 22, around that.
Right, between 20 and 25. I think he's that good deal to do. He can score goals against anybody. Or Chelsea, he's only scored 1 in 15 games, so. But there's no Ashley Cole there, I suppose, so. Keep him pocketed. So I still think he'd get 20, 25 goals.
It's crazy to think, because you're looking back on that battle and Ashley Cole is long retired now. It's crazy, like, it's just Ronaldo.
One goal, yeah, one goal in 15 games, Elliot. One goal in 15 games. You know, he lost six, he drew four, won five, but he, you know, only scored one goal in that Champions League final, of course.
That probably would have been United or Chelsea's best period, though, would have been. Kind of that, when Ronaldo played for United, it's probably your strongest era for Chelsea, wasn't it?
He would have been in Ashley Cole's back pocket, so Ronaldo wouldn't have even, you know, been on the pitch really in them games, but. Nowadays he's not there, so I still think 25 goals. I go, he could even take the golden boot. That's where I think he might even take the golden boot.
Penos, who's taking him, Dixon?
Yeah,
I'd say it's Ronaldo. Yeah, to be honest.
Number 7 shot, is he getting that as well?
Jesus Christ.
I don't think he can because a lot of things have to happen. He has to
number 7 at the moment.
Cavani.
I don't think he will, because Sancho wanted number 7 as well, and like they can't be seen to give it to Ronaldo over Sancho, so I'd say he won't get the number 7.
What's he going to get? His branding is CR7, isn't he? He's going to have to change it.
Seven. He might get 17 off Fred.
Maybe. I know Fred won. Fred's synonymous with that number, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, he might get Fred. Like 007 on the back or something.
I will change my prediction on Golden Boot, lad. I will change that to Ronaldo. I think he'll take penalties. Yeah, he will score goals. So, Golden Boot winner.
Big question is, though, there's a big question. How much is he going to be worth on fantasy football?
They're saying they could be the first £30 million player on fantasy football.
Really? But
the highest is 12.5, isn't it? Like, that's Salah, Bruno. And
Salah. Salah's top of 12.5 or 12.6. Salah or Bruno's 12.
I think Fred, 12.6, I think, is he?
12.6, yeah.
What's Kane? Kane must be around that.
Kane's 12, I think.
Okay.
I think Vardy's 10. Son, well, should we go through? I think we're obviously all the games are on today, so we'll see. But I think surely they can't put him over 12.5.
Yeah, they shouldn't. 12.5 is good.
I wouldn't have thought so. But now you say the first £13 million, that's taking me back a bit. I would have said 11.5 just because of his age, or
yeah.
Not taken away from Ronaldo. I just thought in fantasy football they might have kind of, you know, because of his age, but they, you know, put it down a little bit. I suppose he's superhuman, so I don't. It doesn't surprise me. I suppose
he'll be. I'd say a lot of people will captain him for the fantasy football as well next week. That 90% of the people playing it will captain him. Who do you have? You have
Newcastle.
He won't play in Newcastle today, is it?
No, it's Wolves tomorrow.
Newcastle
and then international break. So Newcastle in 2 weeks.
Oh, international break.
That would be
watch Kenny Ball for a week then.
Manchester United against leading Newcastle. I don't even go there, Stephen Kenny.
Yeah, we'll leave that for another day.
I think Ronaldo against Newcastle will have a field day.
Any other?
Hopefully, yeah.
Any other major points that on this? I was really surprised because he was. Like he said, he was almost signed for City, I thought, and then just see that interview with Ollie, and he says, Ronaldo knows we're here, kind of almost tongue in cheek. And you're kind of
thinking, yeah, it was
Dixon. I was texting you. You didn't know any of this was going on. It happened so quick, didn't it?
Yeah, no, I was obviously in work and didn't really get a chance to keep up with the news of the day. And I was getting texts, and I thought the Flatback 4 team were winding me up. So I was kind of ignoring it a little bit, because I thought the City thing was as good as a done deal. So I was kind of ignoring my phone for the day. But then obviously when I seen a few texts coming in and I checked the news, my heart kind of did a flip. I went back to 2008 and all the goals rushed back to me. It was like 2008 flashed before my eyes. So yeah, it was great. Like, it was such a weird day.
You had a kid with Drogba came back, didn't you? Because Drogba left and came back, didn't he?
Well, that was a heart. My heart went as well in that sort of sense, Dixon. I know Drogba was 36 at the time as well. Still had it. So, yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. But in regards to, you know, other United fans, I sent you one where, you know, you see the shirt burning. But there's loads going around.
And it's all going to be idiots, though, isn't there? Like, that's what every club...
Exactly, yeah.
I know, but Elliot, there's a ton of United fans have deleted. I think it's nearly over, like, 500,000, 600,000 so far that have put, like, oh, well, Messi was always the GOAT. And, you know what I mean? And, like...
Don't be wrong.
Mixing, like, you know, me and you, I know you're a United fan, you're the same as me, Ronaldo, the greatest of all time. That will never kind of change unless somebody in the next 10, 15 years comes through like Haaland and change. But I wonder now, do they have any regrets saying all these things now?
Oh, I probably do, yeah, but there's always going to be idiots. So, and if we get onto every fan's social media fan base, we'd be here for days talking about them. So,
do you see your man who burned the jersey? It was one of the new jerseys. So he obviously bought it and got Ronaldo on the back of it just to burn it, like, because it was the new Adidas jersey. Ronaldo wouldn't have worn him. Like, Ronaldo was the Nike days, wasn't he? Back in
AIG.
Going back to Ronaldo, Dixon, was that the best ever single season? The one, I think, was it 08? He won the Champions League. He won the Ballon d'Or, I think, that year, didn't he? Champions League,
42 goals.
42 goals. Yeah, he was.
Kind of the first kind of wide player to kind of score that many goals, if you know what I mean, as well. So, it's definitely up there. Like, it's in the top two or three. And there's a few others I can think of, like Suarez. I know Liverpool didn't win the league that year, but he had missed like the first seven games or something, and he still got 34, 33 league goals, wasn't it?
31 in 33 games. Yeah, the only one who has more. That's the record held with Ronaldo, 31 goals. But that was the record. Salah in 2018 got 32, so that would be technically the most, but overall Ronaldo got 42, as you said.
Well, yeah, probably is the best then, because of just obviously the Champions League as well, the Premier League and the Ballon d'Or. So yeah, it probably is. And then maybe Henry's one with 20 goals, 20 assists. But yeah, Ronaldo's definitely up there. Like, what a season that was.
And since Ronaldo's left, United have only won the league twice.
It's mad, isn't it?
Before that, the last time they won it was the third time in a row that they won it, was it with Ronaldo was there?
Yeah.
We left, so.
3 in a row, yeah.
Just tells you how you lose, obviously you lose big players, but then you lose Ferguson there as well, so.
But the thing about that season with Ronaldo, like, is you look at all of his 42 goals, and I'd say 25 or 6 of them are absolute bangers, like, they're sensational goals, like, do you know what I mean?
That was when he was knuckleballing the life out of everything, wasn't he?
He's boxing the ball in, like.
He still does it, doesn't he?
So many against Arsenal in that year as well. Like, just cracking goals from distance, the free kick.
The Champions League ones.
The ones against Arsenal in the Champions League. The one on the break against Arsenal in the Champions League.
The Park and Rooney, was it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable goal.
Wes Brown put the cross in against Chelsea in the final, the header.
Oh, Wes Brown on the left peg, putting the cross in.
As usual.
Leap above Essien, and it was an amazing leap. The one against Porto, Dixon, your favourite, I think, goal of all time.
Oh my god, that is just that's porn. That is,
was it against Porto again? He hit another beautiful header, beautiful against some side, I can't remember. It was in the Champions League though, and he hit the ball across by Scholes or
Roma, that was, and he went in and he got knocked out nearly.
Yeah, brilliant header.
The one against Schalke, boys, when he does the step over, puts it over his left foot. That's what that is. And sure, he has that goal against United. Remember when Evra doesn't even jump and looks like Ronaldo's on a trampoline. It looks like the photo. There's a photograph of it. And it looks
photoshopped, like,
because Ronaldo's just an absolute.
Yeah, beauty. I just think with Ronaldo back now at United, with the way things ended in Turin, with Juve, it was civil. Like, he told Allegri, in fairness to him, about that, I don't want to start. I think that, like, that's a, like, you know, just put me on the bench and need me later on, bring me on. And then he told him, look, I want to go.
Sky Sports report was reporting yesterday that Juventus actually asked him to leave because his finances would just strangle the club, like, yeah, paying his wages. So
they've tried to all summer, you know, and that's why Ronaldo as well was open to going, and, you know, he wanted to go. But I think it was mutually respected on both sides. Like,
yeah. One thing I'm worried about, though, is Ronaldo still thinks he can take free kicks, and I don't know if he can anymore.
Yeah, he can't anymore. That's not taking away from anything else, but he's not good at free kicks anymore. I don't know how many.
Last one I remember was the World Cup in Russia against Spain, I think. That was some free kick, in fairness. De Gea was rooted, but...
Oh, yeah,
in the 3-3, yeah.
I can't remember in that many at all. Now,
yeah.
Out of how many you've taken, so... definitely, I think he'd be back on penalties. I think United win a lot of penalties. I know it's different this year, but their attack is still so, you know.
There's a lot of flair in that attack now.
Yeah, there's a lot of pace as well. So if United are going to get in the box, they'll cause trouble with, you know, defenders, with penalties. So penalty-wise, I still think he'll score loads of goals. My expectations still are quite high for Cristiano Ronaldo. I suppose that's coming from a football brain that is just that good, in my opinion, superhuman. But great to see him back, and I'm sure other Premier League fans welcome back with open arms, even though he's going back to as I said, the rival. I hate a strong word, but I do hate United. But welcome him back with open arms to the Premier League.
Do you, Daly, for you, does it change your expectation of United? Like, do you think they are going to challenge the league, or no?
No, I don't. I don't think it'll be up there. Like, you think it'll be up there for maybe December, January, same as Liverpool, like. But I don't think it'll be a proper challenge. So I think City will win it, but it's just whoever finishes second is not going to be close to them. That's what I think. That's what I've said before. Now,
even without a striker, you think City are going to be in the whole season though without a striker?
Yeah, that's why. No, I think they'll get someone. They're not going to not buy somebody in the next few days.
Yeah, Aubameyang is the alternative that they're looking at.
Jesus,
I don't know. I don't know who they're going to get, because I don't know.
So if they don't sign a striker before the end of the window, you still think they're going to fly in?
I just fancied City from the start. We're sure. I hope they don't, obviously, but I think they will. We'll see. They started bad last season as well. They won at a canter last year. 12 points they won it by, but they weren't even the resting players and everything.
Look at the sides this year. I think Liverpool are far stronger. United, proven here in the signings, far stronger. Chelsea, there's no weaknesses in that side. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be biased there, but the squad, the signing, Lukaku, there's two more to come in, Koundé, and the squad has two 11s like City. So I just think the league is at a different. Liverpool, full strength, I think, can beat City any day. I think Chelsea could beat City, which we have done 3 times last year. United, the way they play, can beat City on the counter. But I think it's the league is going to be very close by the end of it. I do think, as you say, United will be in until Christmas and that, but I don't think the league. I think it's between Chelsea and City. I obviously have said Chelsea. I stick with that. But I've higher expectations. I think everyone's going to have high expectations of United doing it. But I don't think it's going to be a one horse race running away with it.
You're really surprised when I say City, lad. But you're saying it's between City and Chelsea, basically.
I do think it is between the two. I don't think Chelsea will run away with it. I just don't. I don't see how you think City are going to run away with it without a striker and without a top class striker. I just don't think over 38 games left.
Plenty of time left. They're still going to get somebody.
That's Harry Neville fancies Ferran Torres now, so he's a new striker.
He's not good up front. I'm sorry, he's not good up front at all. And if that's the case, then City definitely won't win the league with no striker. They might play De Bruyne or Foden as a false nine. They'll win games comfortably, but when it comes to the crunch time, I still think you need a striker to win the league.
I hope you're right, Kenny. I hope they don't run away with it so it's closer for the likes
over 38 games. Over 38 games, you need, and especially with the sides this, like, you know, that have improved this season. Liverpool are back to full strength. Chelsea have improved big time. United have improved big time. It's not as easy as it was over the last year. You can't. I don't think you can compare last season to this season coming. I really don't.
It was a bit of a crazy year, especially with, like, obviously COVID, no fans going in. So no one really knows what to expect. I hate doing predictions at the start of the league as well. Especially
that's pointless,
I'm superstitious like you, Elliot. That sense.
And yeah, but Dixon, one last thing. You were talking, I don't know if you were mentioning, you know, Ronaldo's coming in, maybe you're going to have to get rid of a couple of players. Who are you thinking? Are you thinking like Fred, Lingard, or who? Is there a few players? Martial?
Martial and Lingard are the two being kind of touted to be leaving. Fred don't need. We need him out because McTominay has gone for surgery. So Martial and Lingard, I'd say, are on the way out. And then obviously we're going to be losing Cavani next year, so I hope then, like, the likes of an Amad, Diallo, Greenwood, they're really ready then to step up and play week in, week out, under the guidance obviously then of Ronaldo kind of probably playing a bit less. But I'd say Martial could be on the way. I'm not sure if there's anyone really linked strongly with him at the moment, but Everton and West Ham are definitely in for Lingard, so we'll see what happens over the next few days. And just leave you as well.
I hope you don't hear that too many times this year.
I hope not.
Oh, so we just have, before we go, Dixon, you think 25 league goals?
20, I'm going to say 22.
Dixon or Kenna?
I'm going to give an exact figure, 24, just off the 25 mark. 24.
I'll go 21. I think he'll get maybe 30 overall in all competitions because he's going to, you know, how he's like in the Champions League.
Yeah.
So you have a nice group. I can't remember who's in your group, Dixon, but your group is, I think you boys are in it.
He'll get, Champions Europe for yeah.
He gets six goals against Young Boys over two legs anyway, so thanks for listening to the Flatback 4 podcast. Let us know what you think on Instagram and Facebook.